This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
I had an experience last week that I have to say is probably one of the most hated things and one of the most anxiety-inducing things that you can go through, within reason.
Oh, you met Donald Trump?
I did.
That's what it was.
And he tried to grab me on that. No, I had an experience last week during my Sydney travels. I'm sure you've all maybe experienced something like this before, or you've dreaded this possible experience. So that's coming up next for you.
Now, Luke, you had a bit of a stressful situation happened to you last Monday?
Yeah, I think it's something that I've always dreaded and been concerned about happening to me, but I'd been lucky enough in my life that it hadn't happened before. And then last Monday, it happened.
Ooh, what was it? What happened?
So I was in Sydney, as you guys know, and I was travelling home on Monday. So I had a flight booked with one of the cheaper airlines at about 6:45 p.m, right?
Yep.
Got to the airport, all fine, checked in, no worries. Now, apparently in Sydney, it'd been a bit windy, right?
Well, all over the country, but yes, well, Sydney as well.
Sydney particularly on the Monday was quite windy.
Yeah.
And at the airport, I'm sitting there waiting to board my flight. I haven't boarded yet. I'm waiting. And on the same airline, an announcement came over the speakers saying that another flight to Brisbane had been cancelled due to bad weather.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sitting there thinking, oh no.
My
heart dropped into my stomach and I thought this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it comes over the speaker, or I get a text message rather that said, your flight to Melbourne has been cancelled. Please call this number.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, what do I do now? So I went to the counter, talked to the staff that were there.
It's like, get me on another flight.
Exactly. I'm thinking, what do they do? Like, you know, if it's weather related, across the airport, about 15 flights were cancelled across multiple different carriers, not just mine. It was like, you know, a few different ones. So I'm thinking, all right, what now? So I went to the counter and they said, look, we'll refund you the ticket. And I said, okay, cool. And what else?
And get me on a flight home.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, no. We can refund you the ticket, but that's it. So I said, so hang on. So I've got to go and try and find another flight on my own tonight if I want to fly home tonight. And they said, well, yeah, because all of our flights are booked up or cancelled. So
that's crazy.
So all of a sudden, here's me stranded at the airport, literally stranded, like no flight. The refund for the ticket that I'd already bought was going to take up to 3 to 4 weeks to hit my account. So I didn't even have the money from that flight to use, right?
Yeah.
And all the flights on that night, of course, were like upwards of $200, $300 because it was the same day.
And I take it the ticket you got was one of the
cheaper ones.
Tickets.
Yeah. I booked it like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
It was super cheap, right?
Exactly.
So we're talking hundreds of dollars more for me. I went to the ticket counters. They were chockers full of people, like thousands of people, because all these flights were cancelled, right? So everyone's there trying to book this new flight. And luckily enough, I called my partner at home in Melbourne. I said, Matt, help. And Matt ended up booking me a flight later in the day for a different airline. And I ended up going to the counter and getting my ticket. Because if I'd lined up, I thought, I'm not going to get a ticket anyway.
Because
everyone's trying to get a ticket.
Because you had to wait to get to the front of the queue.
So I had like my little mini Amazing Race moment where I was like,
I was just thinking,
you know, it's like a really crappy, boring version of the Amazing Race, you know, really stressful and crap. There's no prize money at the end. Just had to spend money to get a new flight.
The prize was getting home.
The prize was getting home. And of course, that flight was delayed by an hour and a half as well at the end of the day. So I got home eventually at like 11 o'clock or 11:30 when I was meant to be home by like 8.
At least you got home.
I got home. Still waiting on my refund, though.
A couple of hundred dollars cheaper.
More expensive.
Look, I think I'd be writing the airline in question a bit of a vexatious letter and going, no, but look, I would be saying, look, you have a duty of care when I book a ticket to make sure I get from point A to point B.
Maybe they don't, though. You know what I mean? Like, if I look at their policies, maybe they don't have that because they are a cheaper airline.
I don't think I'd care about that. I'd be wondering what Australia consumer law is. If anyone has a tip for Luke about what if he can get.
Yeah, has
the
this
money
happened
back
to you before? Because I know obviously flights are cancelled all the time due to things like weather and stuff like that. So has this happened to you? I'd love to know. Now, we've had some messages in regarding my my earlier airport dilemma because I was saying, guys, that I had a situation where my flight was cancelled on Monday last week, and the response from the airline was, "We'll refund you the ticket, but otherwise, good luck."
Tough. Tough was
the
answer.
Have fun getting home.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of messages in. So one was from Matthew from South Yarra. So Matthew said, "It's annoying, but the way things work, the cheaper your ticket airline, the less likely they are to look after you. Booking with more expensive airlines at least means through frequency they can rebook you," which is what I thought as well. Like, I wasn't expecting lots, I thought, but I mean,
yeah,
I did buy a cheap flight. So
yeah, Blair from Altona Meadows basically said, "Luke, the only way to get your money back is through travel insurance." He says he's amazed that people travel without it, even domestic travel. Low-cost carriers, especially in having their terms and conditions, that they can cancel the flights to various reasons with no compensation.
Yeah, and you know, I used to work in travel insurance, so I totally get that.
Yeah.
But the cost of travel insurance when you're only paying $120 for flights return,
well, that's it.
And the cost of travel insurance is almost that price as well. It doesn't really justify it, given the frequency of it stuffing up.
Well, the number of times you've flown, you've been fine.
I fly probably 4 times a year and have done for the last sort of 8-9 years and never had a problem.
So if you'd paid travel insurance all that time, you're well above the $200 you're out on the flight.
Exactly. So I do think travel insurance for international, 100%. But for domestic flights, especially just to Sydney and back, you know, when the flights only cost $50 each way, I'm probably not going to worry about travel insurance.
Exactly.
I'll roll the dice on that. I think people will think that generally as well.
Exactly. This is the Being the Podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.